Here at the Greatest Years in Music, the last time we chatted to this superstar, she let us know about one of the smallest concerts she's ever performed. It consists of literally a man and his dog. The man was blind drunk. The dog gave her 5 stars. Susie DeMarchi from The Baby Animals. Great to have you on the Greatest Years in Music.
Thanks, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. How busy have you guys been, though?
Oh, my gosh. It's just been great. So great. Very busy, but I'm loving it.
You and the band have had your hands full recently with the Red Hot Summer Tour and some of the biggest names in Oz music just having some of the best time ever.
We have been, yeah, it's been too much fun. I'm still recovering. We're actually still on tour, but it's, yeah, I tell you what. We just finished the Suzy Quattro run, which was magical, and I'm proud to say that I actually have her email address now and we're besties.
I saw a picture of you and Susie up on your Facebook page.
Oh my gosh, she's just unreal.
I also did see Adam from Chocolate Starfish sent me a video of, I think it was the last show with Susie where everyone got up on stage.
Yes.
How fun was that to have every single muso on the card just rocking out at the same time?
Well, you know, I just want her all to myself though, you know, I don't like sharing her with all these other people.
In between that too, through your Facebook page, of course, you guys have been putting up a bit of video of the behind-the-scenes stuff in the studio, working on plenty of stuff behind the scenes. The new single is out now as well, called Tonight. Plenty going on for the Baby Animals right now.
A lot of work, a lot of good times, and a lot of new stuff that we've been working on some new stuff sporadically over the last couple of years, but the last 6 months, we've really tried to ramp it up. We're just trying to push stuff out. But yeah, you know, really loving it. Lots of stuff just keeps coming up. Yep. So we're very fortunate that we can keep working like that and doing shows and people keep coming. I don't even know why, but they do.
So is it a case of getting in there and you know, throwing whatever you've got against the wall, seeing what sticks, or sort of thinking, I woke up this morning, I had a shower, inspiration struck, let's try this?
It does happen like that sometimes, but I think recently, you know, I mean, I lost my dad about 6 months ago, and that's obviously a big life-changing thing, and it opens your mind to a whole bunch of things, emotional stuff. So that has been, I think, without being maudlin, it's not really the subject matter, but it's opened up a lot of stuff for me. So it creates this very, kind of lush environment that you can use. And so it's helps you get through stuff as well, writing, whether it's just writing stuff down or whether it's music that you're making.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you also keep a diary? I mean, is songwriting your only outlet?
Oh, you know, I scream at the kids a bit. That's definitely an outlet. Writing music is for me my diary.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I get to do shows and that is such a great outlet. Yeah. For me, that's the biggest release. That's just where you connect with people and we have a ball when we play. Just playing with Dave for so long, I'm looking to my right and he's not here. We've been playing together for 30 years almost. So. Yeah. It's been, we're very lucky to have that.
You mentioned the kids. How often do they get to see, you know, mom just rock out?
Not often. My daughter is into it. My son just looks at me sideways. What the hell? You know, but my daughter, she'll come and see a show once in a while if it suits her.
Yeah,
if
okay.
If she can fit it in her schedule.
So you almost have to make an appointment. Look, mum's performing. Are you free?
Yeah. No, it has to suit her. The venue has to suit.
Right.
Yeah, and she has to have a certain amount of tickets so she can bring her friends, and that's, you know, and there has to be stuff on the rider for her as well. Let's not forget.
Yeah, and I'm curious now, what does she want on your rider?
Well, I mean, it's got to be vodka, but nice vodka, you know, and because she's 22, even if she wasn't 22, she would still want something to drink.
But
she is my daughter.
Take us behind the scenes of Tonight. Your new single is out now. How long did it take you to put it into where it is now?
It was very quick, this song. We had started it, the beginnings of it. Dave sent me this beautiful piece of music and I just had this bunch of lyrics and it happened pretty quickly. We recorded it in Melbourne with our friend Ricky Ray, who's an amazing engineer, one of Australia's greats. And he's got an amazing studio that we went there for 2 days and did it pretty much then.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 days. And then we've got a whole bunch more that we've booked in to record in the next coming weeks. So, Yeah. We don't muck around anymore.
No.
sometimes takes a long time to get our asses into the studio and everything, but once we're in there, it's pretty quick.
Yeah, you knuckle down once you walk through those doors. Okay, well, looking ahead at what's on the card for the Baby Animals, plenty of shows coming up in March, also in April as well. Here, there, everywhere, I see that you're in Dubbo, Port Macquarie, Prospect Vale, Ascot, Mornington, Wodonga, Sydney, everywhere. Mm. What's next after that? I mean...
Well, just to continue recording, and then we're doing... I don't think we're going to do too many more shows this year, but next year there's a whole... Oh my gosh. Calm down. Slow it down. Managers. Yeah, we're booking lots of stuff. But that's our thing. It's what we love to do the most is to do shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, we really appreciate you swinging by tonight. Congratulations on the success of the new single. And it sounds like you're just having the best time ever with Red Hot Summer Tour, everything that's going on, your time in the studio. It's just
We're lucky. Thank you.
Awesome.
It is. It's really, really great. I'm loving it.